It's Netherlands trying ever so hard, but the Australians are holding on and win gold. What a performance. 50 metres to row, a chaotic finish. But yes, the Australians hold on. The Australians have done it. The Australians have done it. The gold medal is coming home.
The unmistakable voice of Matty Hill, who's called the rowing for Channel 7. Tokyo 2020 live, free and in HD on 7 and 7 Plus, the only place to see it all. Matty, what a day. Welcome.
Good on you, Jared. Well, I tell you what, we were kind of expecting, we were dreaming of two gold medals in the events that we got them. We were also expecting a big performance in a couple of other classes. So to walk away with two gold and two bronze out of one morning session, that's pretty special and a big day for Australian rowing. In particular, that men's four class, that really settled a score that we had to do.
There's been a great many plaudits, Matt, that have come through while you were calling. Adam from South Bank might have had the best one. I'm booking Matt Hill for my eulogy. What a voice. He wouldn't be alone on that. So tell me, just the emotion involved in it and sharing it with Nick Green, who has essentially passed on the mantle of the awesome foursome. So you saw a women's awesome foursome and then the men did it in a historic change over 25 years on.
Yeah, for sure. And you're spot on, Jared. It was something I thought about a couple of days ago. It didn't really hit me until we called the semi-finals of the men's four. And Nick turned to me afterwards and said, I really do want to pass the baton over. I want to, it's very emotional for him. And I must confess, calling the race, I was shaking. He was shaking. Yes. And then as he was talking to me after the race, I could see the tears in his eyes. So it meant so much to him. And just the way it built up, the awesome foursome, they were so synonymous, weren't they, with Olympic Games in 92 and 96. They were household names back then. And then since then, we've had Great Britain win five golds in a row. And we've been at the wrong end of it. We've been a silver medalist on four of those occasions. So we needed to settle a score. We really busted at the World Championships a couple of years ago when we were the expected favourite in that men's four class. So we've got such a rich history in that class at Olympic level. And it was just, it was an honour to call the race, but to have Nick Green next to me, it was doubly special.
And the magnitude of it, Matt, you've called races around the world. The Melbourne Cup is your responsibility every year to touch into the Olympics and to document a couple of gold medals that are going to last. What is your sense of the professional side of it?
Oh, well, I must confess, you don't think about the audience much when you're doing any sort of broadcasting because you're in your own little world. You'd know yourself, Jared, you're sort of concentrating on getting the words right and matching it with the pictures. But I was fully aware today that especially a country that's in lockdown, that is watching the Olympics, it's a bit of a saviour for people at the moment to watch the Olympic Games and to cheer on the Australians. And, you know, I know you're exactly like me. You remember the greats of the past, like someone like Peter Landy, who brought the awesome foursome home and many of those gold medals home in the 90s. And just to be in that position, I'm sure the audience probably would have matched a Melbourne Cup ratings, I would have thought. So for me, it was lovely, but as long as it's come across well, and I'm delighted.
It has. Matty, well done. A great day's work. Two gold medals.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Jared, and all the best with it.